Today, being the third day of Ramadan, 1444 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 25th March 2023, years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of the Jania Muslim Brotherhood in partnership with the Jania Muslim Studio Association of Nigeria, Ahmadiyya University, Zaria chapter, and the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 25th ayah of Surah Al-Sad. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lokine will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى فيضلك عن سبيل الله. إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعروف والفاتح لما سبق ونعت الحقيقة والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. فكفرنا له ذلك وإن له عندنا لزلفى وحسن مآب. يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع هواه فيضلك عن سبيل الله. إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب. What did Anas go to tell him for the beginning of the surah, and Allah decided to console the Prophet by saying, "Isbir Allama Yakulu Waskur Adanada Udadal Aili Innahu Allah." Allah brought the remembrance of Dawuda, how Allah has blessed him, Washadadna Mulkahu, and how Allah strengthened his reign and his kingdom, وَآتِيْنَا الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْكِتَابِ, and how Allah gave him wisdom and gave him the ability to take decision, to speak well and be decisive in speech. Despite all this, Allah did not say he is a servant, إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ, he is always returning to Allah, therefore I will not test him. Allah tested him. At the end of the test, he himself realized that Allah tested him, like we read yesterday. وَقَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَ بِسُؤَالِنَا عَجَدِكَ إِلَّا مِنْ يَعَجِهِ وَإِنَّ قَسِلَ مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ إِلَّا زِيبَادُهُمُ عَلَى بَعْدِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتُ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. وَظَنَّ دَاوُدَ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. Hadithi Dawuda, at the end, the day he finished the judgment, he was surprised. How did these people enter this place? Then he realized that they are idiots. But how could people have come who were charged to 40,000 guards, yet they were able to enter and come to his place of prayer? Then, quickly, he realized that Allah has tested him. In a state of annoyance, fear, he took decision without asking the other party, which is the normal thing. No matter how your mind tells you, what your mind tells you, if somebody comes to tell you something, try to investigate. Allah said, in another place,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة وتزلوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. Whenever anybody comes to you with anything that is negative about somebody else or accusative, try to investigate. Don't just climb on it. No matter how right it is. Here, Anabi Dawda was right in the judgment, but he did not follow the procedure like we said yesterday. Quickly, before anybody tells him, he proceeded to Allah for Allah to forgive him. All this is a reminder that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever you are facing now, no matter how it is your position. Everybody's position dictates the kind of examination that you write. The examination of a secondary school is not the examination of a university student. That of a university student is not the examination of somebody who is doing his master's. Here, Allah Himself said, فَكَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. We forgave him what he did in that respect. وَإِنَّ لَهُ إِنَّنَا. What? And every doubt, this man with us, doesn't pray, he is somebody very close. Somebody with you very near. وَهُسْنَ مَعَابُ. And he's somebody that has excellent end with us. وَالْمِ بَسْنِ جَنَّةِ الْمُتَّكِينَ. To draw near, paradise will be drawn near to do the fear and the fear of judgment. Allah is saying that Adibi Dawuda, Lazulfe, he himself is somebody drawn near to us. Don't think that we are talking about him, that we tested him, that you can compare yourself with him. Whether you like it or not, whatever your position, Allah has already received. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah said, Abasa wa ta'ala, Anjaa wa al-Aabe, wa ma yudrika annahu yazakki, aw yadhakkaru wa tanfa'ahu dhikri. Amma man istaghna, fa anta lahu tasaddi, wa ma alayka alla yazakki. Wa amma man ja'aka yas'a, wa huwa yakhsha, fa anta an tasaddi. Allah was asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were bothered about getting people to Islam. That day, the Prophet was talking to some of the rich people of Makkah, their leaders, and they were listening patiently. As he was listening patiently to the Prophet, then Ibn Maktoum, a blind man, did not know the Prophet was talking to somebody. He was talking. Then he started asking the Prophet, Oh Prophet, what is it that Allah has told you today? Tell me some of it. So he was intruding into the statements of the Prophet. And the Prophet is saying that if this person that is listening become a Muslim is a big cat, who is he working for? Allah. Whose interest? Allah. But yet, Allah said, no. You should have turned away to this one that is already there for you. How do you know that this one, if you talk to him, you will not benefit from what you are going to give him? Allah is talking about Allah Yazaki. The one that feels that he is self-sufficient, what is your business with him? These people are mukhalisina lahu dina. And Abi Dawud, sincerity before Allah. With sincerity he is doing what he is doing. Yet Allah said, there is a mistake. Let alone you that you are not being with sincerity. وَإِنَّ لَهُ إِنَّنَا لَذُلْفِهِ وَحُسْنَ مَعَانِ. After this, Allah now told him, Ya Dawud, O you and Abi Dawud, Inna ja'annaka khalifatan fil ardi fa'qum bayna an-nas bil haqq. I have made you a khalifa. Khalifa, a vicegerent or a viceroy. Judge between man, between mankind, with truth. Wa la tattabi' al-hawa fa yadhillaka an sabilillah. Don't follow your vain desires so that it doesn't take you off the path of Allah. Inna alladhina يَدِلُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَمْ عَذَابُ الشَّدِيدُ بِمَا نَصُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Those that go off the path of Allah, they will have a severe punishment from Allah because of their forgetfulness of the Day of Judgment. Here, no prophet ever forgets about Allah, تَفَتَ عَيْنِ, just a blink of the eye. Constantly they are before Allah, striving to serve Him. Remember, Allah is giving Anabi Dawud as an example to the Prophet. A person who from his childhood knew nothing but Allah. worship day and night. To the extent that Allah gave joined together for him kingdom and prophethood, as we said yesterday. It has never been joined to anybody before him. Yet, in his striving with sincerity, he made the altar. Let you know if you go and you follow your vengeance. Here, Yadaud inna ja'alna khalifatan. Allah said he has made him khalifa. There are two of them that Allah can clearly in the Quran that he has made khalifa. Every other person, the khalifa came mudmiran, embedded in someone else. هو الذي جعل خلائفة في الأرض. Allah said, He has made all of you as a viceroy on earth. But for Nabi Adam, Allah was very clear, إِنَّا جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. I'm going to put a viceroy on earth. This statement is not a small statement. Khalifa means you are there on behalf of Allah. You are on earth on behalf of Allah. Allah is saying that all of us are on this earth on behalf of Him. But Allah, because of His nothing, He did not tell this to anybody directly. Only to people who are told directly. And maybe Adam and maybe Dawood. Because of this statement, not only themselves, their names out of fear broke into me. Their names broke into me. Adam, all the letters don't join together. If you write Adam, Adam, they don't join. Because of the fear of that day, in Nija'il Ubi Khalifa. Ya Dawood, in Naja'alnaka Khalifatan. Because of this statement, not only him, his name scattered. There is no join in them. So that a person is a Khalifa is not a small thing. And when you are a Khalifa, what is expected of him? Because Allah said, هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليتخذ بعضكم بعضا سخريا. Here, if you can imagine yourself that your father is the president, who is a very good president, and you are his son, as an example, what are you going to do for him? Is it money you are going to give to him to impress him? Are you going to impress your father who is the president with money? No. Is it position you are going to get to impress him as a minister? No. What are you going to do to impress him? The only thing you are going to do to impress him is what Nabi Dawood has done to impress Allah. That Allah referred to him, is built Allah Maya Kuruna Wasur Abidana. I remember our servant. Do something that your father who is so high, you say, this is my son. What will you do? What you know that when you do, anywhere you stay, is praiseworthy. People say, cut his body. Cut his dream very well. Cut his humble. Cut he doesn't, his discipline. Then when you are faced with trouble, you are praying. Today, like I said, most of the problems we have is shirk. And two things are what is driving people to shirk: fear and inordinate greed. There's something you are having no control for. You must get it. Why must you get it? You are afraid of somebody who is here. The whole of the world is in the hand of Allah. Everything is in the hand of Allah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. Everything is with him. What are you afraid of? That because of that, you run away from Allah to go and meet his enemy. Allah said, but you are the one representing him on earth. Then you tell him that the Fakum Bain and Nasa bin Haki, therefore, when you are going to judge between people with truth. Whatever you know, that if you do, Allah will be with you tomorrow, you say, Abidjan, this is my servant, do it. Whatever you do, that you yourself, you are ashamed to be told anywhere that you are a servant of Allah, don't do this. Don't pray. Be upright. Be disciplined. When you are supposed to pray, pray. When you are supposed to fast, fast. In your mind, let it be seated with ikhlas, and for you to get it, long before it. With everything you have, with the whole of yourself, your parents, your children, your wealth, love it, use it in loving the Prophet of Allah. Then at that stage, anywhere you are, you find that Allah will love you. The angels will love you. Everybody will love you. Then you can refer to as the servant of Allah. Allah to tell you how in, don't follow your main desire. Allah is not saying here, don't have desire. No. Everyone has something or the other. But in whatever is your desire, let it be that Allah is upon you. It doesn't mean you will not make mistakes. But let Allah be your living for everything. Rasulullah said, Inna Allah kataba al-isara ala kulli shay'in. Allah has written goodness in everything, excellence in everything. Even when you are going to slaughter, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's the worst you can do. You are going to slaughter an animal, you are going to kill it now to eat, but still do it in the name of Allah. Anything you do it in the name of Allah. If you are going to eat, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you are going to wear, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you are taking yourself with the right step, anything you are doing, do it for Allah. If not, if you follow your vain desire, look at it. There is nowhere Allah will say the prophets will go out astray except in following their vain desires, which they don't have. It is for you. And again, when you come back, Allah is going to give us another example. Look at the Prophet of Allah. The Prophet, he is the one praying. Allahu anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. Khalaqtani wa ana abiduka. Wa ana ala ahdika wa ahdika mastatu. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. The word is saying, I'm seeking refuge with you, Allah, from the evil that I have committed. Which evil has committed? Anytime, believe in yourself that there is evil in you. This is what the Prophet is saying. In another place, he said, A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi. Or min sharri ghayri. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the evil of myself. Which evil has committed? But when is before Allah? Nobody is sure of himself. The Prophet is not sure of himself before. Out of fear, he says all this. Therefore, Allah chapter 13, Hawaii, Fa'idillaka al-Sabirillah. Inna al-Lina yadilluna al-Sabirillah. Now, Adamu shadidun, Imanatu, Yaman Isa. Because of their forgetting that they are going to meet with Allah, they go off course. If you go off course, a painful punishment awaits you. A severe punishment, shadid.
وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما باطلا ذلك ظن الذين كفروا فويل للذين كفروا من النار
وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما باطلا ذلك ظن الذين كفروا فويل للذين كفروا من النار وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ Allah said, I did not create this firmament. وَالْأَرْضَ And I did not create the earth. Batilan, just in vain. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاتِلًا وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاتِلًا ذَلِكَ That somebody will think that this is created in vain is ظَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا is the thought of the one that is believing in Allah. For wailun lilladheena kafaru. Those that disbelieve, woe be unto them. Who is saying it? Minan nar. The pious one saying woe to them. Because they are going to enter hell. As the fire now is saying, woe unto you. You are seeing this heaven, you are seeing this earth. What is Allah telling us here? When you hear that who they respect is a person. They are afraid of him.
1. Whenever you hear somebody is coming, you say, this man, he is the one who has this house, who has this hotel, who has this car, who has this, who has this, who has this. What happens? You look at him with respect. This man that says, they say he's called that motive, he's one who is so rich. Maybe he comes, you respect him. But if you are now also told that he's also the president, that position, you are afraid of him. Take yourself, look at the sky. Look at the sky and look at it again. Look at the millions of stars that you are looking at the sky. Each of these stars back is bigger than the earth and the sun surrounding it. You have over 250 billion systems in our Milky Way galaxy alone. And you have several galaxies. There's no way you can see the other galaxies because they are outside you. The galaxy is like this room now. And you are just in a tiny place. The one is there, the one is there. And Allah is saying, what's the matter about the name? Even up to now, we're clearing it. And the astronomers are saying, yes, we have seen the world, the galaxy increasing day by day, moment by moment. The one that created this, by the one that created you. If you are not afraid of him, and you don't give to his commandments, who will you give to? Therefore, those that disbelieve, for when you really did a kafaru, woe be unto them. Minan nar, fire is said, woe be unto them.
أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ
أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ Allah is now asking you. Look at the human on earth. Do you expect me, Allah is saying, that I will take those that believe in Allah, believe in His words, believe in His prophets, believe in His angels, believe in His hereafter, and show testimony to that belief by doing good work? Can move Zina bin up? Will I equate them to the one that is pervading injustice and destroying the world? Amnajal muttaqina, or will I take those that fear Allah? If others do this, they do it. This is it, they leave it. Can't put jail like the criminal. What Allah asked him to do, he doesn't do. What he asked him to abstain, he does. Allah is asking you, do you expect me to do that? You have the best answer to this. The same way, you yourself, if you have friends, this one loves you. This one does not make your secret. This one, when he comes to your house, stays in the parlor. He doesn't start stretching his neck to look inside your bedroom to see your wife. This one does not take your property and steal it. This one does not go and tell lies about you. You know him. And you have another friend that whenever he comes to your house, he's looking, he's peeping, he's telling lies about you, he's stealing from you. Do you take them to be the same thing? You. Then why do you expect me, Allah is saying, to take these people to be the same thing? Anybody, whatever you think you are doing, and you are not following the Quran, you are spoiling the earth. Whatever, no matter how good it is. He is the prophet, man, who took decisions, a prophet that loves Allah. Allah is in front of him. But because of just being, in taking decisions, immediately, Allah said, no, you have done wrong. Let alone you. Don't come and tell us, yeah, you have an economic policy. No, you want to do agriculture like this. No, all of you, please, study very well. Whoever is investing with the Muslim, you are the one that should study. Study and study. Because people are destroying what Allah does and they think they are repairing it. Allah has opened the way for you to improve the world. God is making you alive and up. But don't destroy what Allah has built to improve your world. No. The earth is Allah has to. You can go take the earth, mold it the way you want. Mine the earth. Build whatever you want to build. Do that. But creation of Allah. الذي أعطنا كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. You want to change even the creations of Allah. You are bringing GMO. You are bringing this. All this, you don't know the destruction you are doing. Allah has made you. He gave you your color. He gave you your size. He gave you what He should give you. You want to change it. This is ifsad bil ard. Allah has made His own economy. كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا. وَأَقِمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. Allah is asking the best way to settle the economy of the earth. Pray. Give zakah. Work hard. Don't do excesses. If you have your money, every year give out zakah. Whether you are rich, give out. Whether you are poor, give out. You say no. There is a way you can make the economy to be better. At the end, what happened? At present, you are hearing in some countries how some banks are paying. Where is the economic theory? Big banks selling billions overnight. Where is the economic theory? If this one has come and follow what Allah says, you the billionaire, for your money, this is zakah that is on it. You must give it. Then you that you say you are a Muslim, every day give sadaqah. The ones that are poor, we are going to uplift them. The ones that are rich, we are going to make them to give charity. Following this simple rule, that is not complicated, you find the world will go simply. But what they want, everybody wants to make too much profit. He is looking at his account. وَيَنِمْ لِكُلِّ هُمَا ذَاتِهِ لُمَذَا أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا. All they are just bothered about is how do I increase profit. So these banks make so many billions this year. So that's when the economy is good. At what expense? Anywhere that usury is being accepted, this interest in banks, it is haram. Whether you like it or not, these are the things we should stand up and speak against. How can we have banks that are not out giving usury? Yes, if you come out today and you say you want to do it, the whole world will be against you. Because the world is in truth. أَمْنَ جَلَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْتِ الْأَحْلَاتِ. These are the two people in the world today. أَمْنَ جَلَّ الْمُتَّكِينَ كَالْمُفْتِ. These are the two people in the world today. Those that are following Allah and the Prophet and those that are in the opposite. If today you come like in Nigeria, you say, as from today, I am going to cancel interest in all banks, I don't accept. The whole world will fight you, not only the banks in Nigeria. But some countries have gone around it. Give loan to your own citizens from your own money, you, the government. The interest that the bank pays, they are charging, pay the bank. I have been to Algeria, where the president at the time, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, was giving loan of up to 50 million to graduates. And the interest the banks are going to charge is 1%, and the government pays the 1%. Then you see there is blessing, it will come. But if we just continue to follow all these rules, we are not going to find it easy. Don't come to the university, you will learn with the intention of following the West. And then all of us, you will remove the inferiority complex. A Muttaki cannot be like a Fajr. Anybody who is not following Allah is a Fajr, is a criminal. The problem is that a lot of people today have inferiority complex. If you the West, they are West, they have something. What do they have to offer you? When you study, let the Quran be your foundation. Always study the Quran. That's why Allah now, He swore, saw, what Quran is the second, He's going to answer it now.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك ليدبروا آياتي وليتذكر أولو الألباب. صاد والقرآن للذكر الله إسوائي by this letter صاد and by this Quran that this is a book, any that is not a book. كتاب أنزلناه إليك, is this a book that Allah has sent down to you, O Prophet Muhammad, liyadabbaru ayatihi, that they should contemplate on the verses in it. وليتذكر أولو الألباب, أولو الألباب and those that are blessed with intellect should think about it and remember it. وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, O Prophet, I send this book to you so that you explain to people from your explanation and from the Quran, then they can put and develop their own thinking now. Whatever it is, think of it in line with the Quran. So this Quran, Allah told us, he said, it's a book. He said, the Prophet said, Hablu Mabdud. Tarfu biyadillahi wa tarfu biyadikum. One end of the is a book that is like a rope. One end of it is with Allah, the other end is with you. Can you imagine that today you are holding something that the end of it is with Allah? How can you get lost? And when they are saying this is the signal bomb, this is spiritual signal that is straight to Allah, that your receiver is taking it, and where is it being sent from? From Allah. Just like the radio. If the connection is not straight, you cannot get it. Therefore, hold on to it. Read it regularly. Think about it. This is Ramadan. Everybody should strive. If you don't memorize Quran, go back. Say, at least 1/50 of the Quran I should memorize it. Go and start from the service of Rabbika Ta'ala. The service of Rabbika Ta'ala, Allazi Khalaqa Fasawwa. The service of Rabbika Ta'ala, Allazi Khalaqa Fasawwa. Be saying it for one day. Before tomorrow, you will know it. Just these 2 months. What is the meaning of it? Glory be to Allah that is my way for full perfection. Allah is Khalaqa, the one that created and fashioned. Okay, you are saying it, by the time you finish Ramadan, maybe you have finished that surah of Hajj. When you are praying, you pray with it now. You are before God, then you see the meaning coming to you differently. You will see that signal coming. It will become clearer. That's what it is. Whatever Allah says in it, you go and work with it. It's not for converts that have to memorize the whole Quran, no. Some Sahaba did not memorize more than 3 surahs. Some just 1 surah. But they work with what they know. Even if you are even 1 surah, every time, wallahi, the meaning will be coming to you, every time you see the meaning is going deep, it's going deep, it has no end. So Allah has sent you, the Quran has no end. All of us will try to start to the Quran. Kitab, unzila ilayka. Kitab anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. Allah says mubarakun. You know the meaning of mubarakun? Blessed. What is blessed has no end. It continues to increase. Increase. Ni'ma is blessing that is just now. But baraka is blessing that is increasing. It's increasing. It has no end. As you are thinking of the verses, you are thinking of the verses, Allah will be increasing you in knowledge, increasing you in knowledge. And even your spiritual development will be increasing. Your life will be increasing. Let us all of us go to this Quran. Let us study it. All the subjects you think of is inside Quran. How many times did you hear Moses committing suicide? Very few. Why? Because having believed on information alone is enough to take away suicide from you. We hear of the somebody saying that something happened, it's not the will of Allah. Is there anything that is not the will of Allah? No! Somebody who calls himself a leader, something happened, it's not the will of Allah. Of course, it's not a Muslim. To us, we believe in Qadr. Khairihi wa sharrihi. Kulihi wa murrihi. We believe in Qadr. Good of it or bad of it. Sweet of it or bitter of it. Allah has wisdom. We don't know why Allah has done it. We don't claim that we know everything. We want something, we don't have it. So we say it's not Allah's will. Everything is in the Quran. We should go to this Quran, study it. This is Ramadan. Everybody should take one or two verses and make sure that every day you are able to know this one or two verses. Know it and know the meaning. By the time we finish Ramadan, it will be up to between 30 to 60 verses. Just two verses a day, not more than that. May Allah be salamu.
وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ
وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ Look at this man. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ عَلَيْبِ دَاوُدَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ إِنَّ لَذُبْهِ وَهُنَّ مَعَا He's so close. We are so pleased with him, Wahabna li Dawud Sulaiman, that we gave as a gift to Dawud a whole human being, Prophet Sulaiman. Don't ask of Sulaiman who he is. Ni'm al-Abdu. What a blessed man this man is. A blessed servant. Innahu awwab. Just like his father, he used to return often to Allah. Always, everybody is praying. I want my child to be better than me. I want my child to be better than me. Let my there's no person you are going to tell, let this man be better than you, who will say Amen, except his child. If somebody tells me your friend, sir, I'm praying that your friend should be better than you. What are you going to say? But if they say, ah, this is your son, Kai, may this your son be good and be better than you. You say Amen. Because Prophet Dawood, from his youth, knew nothing but ibadah. Allah now joined kingdom and prophethood for him. He has decided what is good to do. He too, Allah joined kingdom and prophethood for him. Wa Dawood wa Sulaiman, iz yahkuman fil hasr, iz nafashat fihi ghanamul qawm, wa kunna li hukmihim shahidin. Wa fafahamna Sulaiman, wa kullan aataina hukman wa ilma. Even Anabi Sulaiman, the son of Anabi Dawood, both prophets, Allah gave him some understanding he did not give his father. Because the root, when you build on something, it becomes bigger than what you are building on. One day, people came to Anabi Dawood for judgment. What is the judgment? This man is a farmer. He has planted a big field. And this one is a rare of animals. He brought his head into the field and they ate and destroyed everything. Then they brought the matter to Anabi Dawood. Anabi Dawood, after listening to both parties, he says, okay, this is my judgment. You, the owner of the farm, take the head from him and go away. You, go away. Since your animals did that, I give you your head. As they were going, then Anabi Sulaiman was still a young person. What did my father give judge? What did he judge? This judgment. I was the one, this is how I was judging. And the father is the prophet, and the judge. So then the people were somebody told Anabi Dawood that, look at Sulaiman is there saying that this is what you judge, this is not how you judge it. He said, we have a name, please come. What do we have church? He didn't throw it away. What do we have church? He said, it means this is how I will judge it. You, the owner of the farm that they have eaten his crop, go with the heart. The heart should stay with you. Be taking the milk. Any of spring during that time is yours. You go back to the field, kill it. You can take from the animal and sell and do anything, but they will not play with you. But the milk and any offering is for the one that has the farm. But you can take anything from it. Develop the verb until it comes to the state it was in. Then return the verb to him and let him return your animal to him. Allah said, I am the one who emits a slave man to understand the Papa Hafna Hasleiman. This is the one that Allah is talking of him and up to. Innahu Awwab. He too, Allah favored him with understanding. And Allah is going to tell us what he favored him. Despite that part, he is not a no, Allah has no son. He will still also try you. Allah is telling us this man is so close to Allah, it's always returning back to Allah. Niman Abdu, innahu Allah.
إذ أرد عليه بالعشي الصافلات الجياد.
And with Sulaiman, out of the things that Allah has given him, إذ أرد عليه بالعشي الصافلات الجياد. When the Prophet ﷺ, Allah is telling him, O Prophet, remember, إذ أرد عليه, when Ali ibn Sulaiman, it was brought to his view, to review, bil ashi, in the evening, saw binatul jihad, strong head of well-trained horses. Because it's a person who goes to war, and his horses are well-trained. They are so strong, saw binatul, that when they stand only on three legs, only one, what, the other leg is just like that, to show you the strength of the horses. And every evening, they will bring it to him after he finishes his Salat al-Asr, and then he reveals them.
فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ هُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ
فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ هُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. When they brought the horses to him to review, he would normally review all of them and see that they are in good health, and then they are kept after his salah. When they brought to him, Inni ahbabtu hubba al-khayri an dhikri rabbi. I love the goodness that I am getting an dhikri rabbi from the mentioning of my Allah in salah, hatta tawarat bil hijab, until all of them had gone and they have been kept. And he could not review them, could not review the animal. He was so engrossed in Salah of Asr that he was doing, that they brought all the animals to review. They were passing by them, passing by him, he did not even pay any attention. He was still in Salah. By the time he finished his Salah, all the animals have returned to where they are supposed to be.
بالسوق ونحن
ردوها عليه فتفكر نفسا بالسوق والآناء. What? I was enjoying my salah. I was so engrossed. I could not indeed bring all of them back to me. They brought all the animals back. فتفكر نفسا بالسوق والآناء. Then he was now giving his sword and was passing them like this, petting them like this, that they are enjoying. He was happy with them, petting them all one by one, until all the 1,000 they went. Here, this story we have said as simple as this. I told you yesterday, there's what we call Israeliyah, stories of the Bani Israel, people that were Jews and Christians, and then they Islamized, and they had their common knowledge and brought to Islam. They said so many bad things here, but no prophet would ever cheat. No prophet would ever go outside and do what you call kabaya, even sakaya. So they said so many things that even the imam of your town would not be, let alone a prophet. Here, in the case of Adibi Dawud, the Sufi Rama Yahuda was put under Dawud as an AD, innahu Allah. In his own case, Allah said, وسخرنا مع داود الجبال سفينة وسخرنا الجبال معه يسبينا بالحشي والإشراق. And we made the mountains to make it a view with him in the evening and in the morning. Because when Nabi Dawood Maghrib was made composite to him. Supri was made composite to him. These are his two sons. In the case of Nabi Sulaiman, Asif was made composite to him. All the prophets that passed, all of them, one son is made composite, the other one is made composite. But in the case of the Prophet of Allah, Maghrib ala maya kuruna, basa fi bihamdi rafika, qabla tulu ishamsi, wa qabla tulu biham. ومن آناء الليل فصدق وأطراف النهار لعلك صدق. It is only it was the five prayers. وصلي في هذا الوقت قبل طلوع الشمس الدنيا وقبل غروبها. That is awesome. ومن آناء الليل and by the depth of the night فصدق إشاره وأطراف النهار and the edges of the dream, that is through and Maghrib. Five times the prayer was entrained in that man. So the prophet, all the prayers of other prophets was combined for him. In the case of the Adabi Sulaiman, it's only Asr. And he was in that Asr to the extent that the sun went down, he couldn't see the horses, the horses was brought back to him and he was fasting with them, which is this thing, which is so I would say no, he slaughtered them. Sheikh Ibrahim Mia said, if Mathan, the Suki, means to slaughter, then one who will be will have destruction in our heads. Because Allah said we should wipe our heads. Allah said, why? They think it like that. He said, people should leave the words of Allah the way Allah has said it. Don't try to bring stories that you don't understand and put it. Sheikh Ibrahim Mia was not happy that a lot of people have brought a lot of things to say about prophets that shouldn't be said. Mathan bi suki wal ana. Just the way Allah said it is what happened. So this is the story of Anif Sulaiman, the blessing Allah has given him. After this, he was so happy and he went ahead and he made a promise to Allah. In this promise to Allah is what we are going into now.
ولقد فتنا سليمان وألقينا على كرسيه جسدا ثم أناب.
ولقد فتنا سليمان وألقينا على كرسيه جسدا ثم أناب. ولقد indeed فتنا سليمان, we have tried against سليمان. وألقينا على كرسيه, and we dropped or we took to his feet, just then, a body, thumma ana, and then he went back to Allah. What happened here? After an Sulaiman, these horses were brought to him, and he was mafhan bi suki wal ana, and he was, you know, using his sword to rub on them, to rub on them, to rub on them, until they finished. He was so happy. Say, oh Allah, tonight, I'm going to have appeared with 100 of my family. If I have appeared with them, they will bring me 100 men, strong, and all of them, I will set them out to go with jihad. The Prophet said, he said this and he forgot to say, inshallah. This is the test. Only a sort of it, no test come when you are in jittery situation, when you are in happy situation. Like in the case of Nabi Dawood, Papa Day Aminu, he was frightened. In that stage, if you do anything, you are likely to have problems. Again here, the opposite came to Nabi Sulaiman. He was very happy that, look at how strong these animals are. And I was praying, enjoyed the prayer, you know. He said, oh, and this is what I will do. So Nabi Sulaiman had 300 wives and 700 slaves. He selected 100 out of them and had a deal with them. And said, Allah, I want each of them to bring me a song. And I will set out that all of them should have the jihad. When he prayed and he asked him, he said it with the strength of prophethood, but he forgot to say, Inshallah. None of them got pregnant except one. That one too did not give birth to a whole child, just a small flesh. That's what Allah is talking about here. وَلَكَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ وَأَلْكَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيهِ جَسَدًا ثُمَّ At the end, what Alayhi Sulaiman could see coming to him is just a flesh. All this, then he realized that when he said that out of his head, he never said, Inshallah. ثُمَّ أَنَا Then he quickly went back to Allah, he repented and went to Allah. This Inshallah, at the top of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Jews, they came to ask him three questions. When they asked him three questions, he said, okay, tomorrow come back, I'll answer you. Just another time in a row. Put a rope in another rope. When they are asking you about the soul, they also ask him, what is the time the world is going to end? They ask him to tell them the story of Kahab. He said, come back tomorrow. Before tomorrow, your Gabriel did not come. No answer. They came back. He said, where is it? Allah waited. When Allah finally came back, sent him Gabriel with the Quran to tell him the answer. He said, وَلَا تَكُلَّنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ كَذَلًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ Don't ever say anything. I'm going to do this tomorrow. Don't say inshallah. And these fools, they were going to answer questions on behalf of Allah. This was very careful. So you can see Alayhi Sulaiman, who did jihad because of Allah. And look at the results, because he never said, Inshallah.
قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب.
ولقد فتنا سليمان وألقينا على كرسي جدا ثم عنا. قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب. حتى يرجون بعد الله He said, Rabbi اغفر لي. Oh my Lord, that's in charge of my affairs. اغفر لي. Forgive me. وهب لي ملكا. But Allah, give me a kingdom. لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. That is, will never be desired for any other person after me. إنك أنت الوهاب. You indeed, you are the one that you are the giver that gives. Here, And Alayhi Sulaiman begged Allah to give him a kingdom, the kind that there will never be a kind of it again. Even if it's going to come, Allah will have to change it differently because he has begged Allah now. Here with Inshallah. The Prophet one day, he was in the mosque praying. Peter was coming to the top. Then the Prophet did his hand to try and catch him. Then later on, He left. Prophet Muhammad, they asked, Prophet, what were you catching? He said, Satan has came to disturb me. I wanted to catch him and tie him by the door so that children will come and be looking at him and be playing with him. But I remembered the prayer of my brother, and he's a slave man. Rabbi Habli Mulkan, Naam Bagi the Adim Mbadiya, Yunan Azabaha. When I remembered that he said this, then I left, allow him to go. This particular thing that Alayhi Sulaiman asked, there is what you call Maziyah. Maziyah is special quality that Allah gives. It's not Abdaliyah. There is what you call Abdaliyah. Abdaliyah is somebody to be more mature than the other. You will find the president of a country is more mature than the driver. But he does not know how to drive like his driver. The driver has
a special talent of driving. There are things that Allah gives to others as special talent. It doesn't mean that they are above others. One of it is this one. Allah gave this to Adib Suleiman as a special gift. It doesn't mean that it's better than other prophets. If not, Allah is going to also mention other things he gave to Adib Suleiman now, that you will see that Allah himself gives to the Ummah of the Prophet. So, one of it is that Satan cannot disturb him, because Allah is going to give him a kingdom, the kind that he has not given to others. But in the case of the Prophet of Allah, he will say, now what? If Satan is coming and he says, now what's coming, he takes another way. He's afraid of Satan, but he's not afraid of God. If they are calling Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Satan will run away. After Ikama, he comes back. He's afraid of call to Salah, he's not afraid of Salah. That's how things are. So there is what you call quality, special talent, and there is what you call equality. The Prophet is above every other person. His Ummah is also above every other Ummah. Rabbi, Abdi Mulkan, Dayan Bazili Ahadin Badiya, Inaka Anta Wahab. Alhamdulillah. May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us piety. May Allah grant us benevolence. May He make us to be fellow servants of Allah. May He grant us the tradition of the Quran, morning and evening. May He grant us to be able to say our Salah, accepted Salah. May He grant us to be able to contemplate on the verses of the Quran. May He make us to be those that Allah loves because of our entrenchment in the Quran and His ways. May Allah forgive all our parents. May Allah forgive our ulama. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward the Prophet of Islam. May Allah give peace to our country. May He give peace to our homes. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to live in, what we are going to rest, may Allah give it to us. Everything is in the hands of Allah. May Allah give it to us. May Allah not send to us with what we will not be able to pass. May Allah give it to us. All those intending Islam and evil, may Allah take it away from them. May Allah bring Muslims together. May Allah bring our wealth together. May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims. This Ramadan, may we be those that benefit from it. May we be one of those that Allah has emancipated from this Ramadan. All the secrets of the Ramadan, may Allah grant it for us. Thank you.